You're listening to Talking Teesdale, a regular podcast covering Barnard Castle and the surrounding villages. Brought to you in association with the Witham Community Arts Centre.
So here we are again. Welcome along to Talking Teesdale. I'm Stuart Launday.
And I'm Jane Woodward.
How are you doing, Jane?
I'm all right. Better than the weather.
That's good. That's good. I'm glad to see, by the way, that you're dressed for the occasion this week. Because it's a very important podcast this week.
Is it?
Absolutely. So obviously you've got your frock on.
I have, yeah.
And I'm sat here with shirt and tie on for the occasion because this week we're chatting to Liz Bromley.
We are.
Chair. I mean, we should stand up, really.
We should really, shouldn't we?
Stand up to attention.
Our glorious leader.
Liz, for those who haven't met her or don't know, Liz is the Chair of Trustees at the Witham. And she's coming up to almost a year in post. She took over from Sheila Avery round about this time last year. So I thought it was about time we caught up with her for a bit of a chat.
Yeah, yeah. Can't believe it's a year. That's flown by.
Absolutely. And so you can hear what Liz has to say about her first year as head of the Witham and what's gone well, what's gone not so well, what she's looking forward to, what she's enjoyed.
Did she say what she thought about the podcast?
I think she was being kind.
Oh, right.
She was reserving judgment.
Okay.
I didn't specifically ask her about us.
She did say to me, I do hope Stuart is treating you right and lets you have a comfy chair to sit in. And I notice that I'm back on the hard chair this week. What happened?
Well, it's my turn for the comfy chair.
Oh, we're taking turns, are we?
Well, until somebody can come up with a second comfy chair, we're going to have to take turns,
aren't
we?
Okay. Right, my turn next week then.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll hold you to that.
Good. So, yes, Liz Bromley coming up. And then a bit later for the community spot this week, I popped along to Enterprise House to talk a bit of business to Lynn and Gail there and chat about their business network meetings and that sort of thing. And then a bit later on, you'll be back.
I will.
With a look at what's coming up over the next few days, couple of weeks, that sort of thing. But on with the show.
Yeah, fun packed show.
It's almost a year since Liz Bromley took over the reins as Chair of Trustees at the Witham from Sheila Avery. And with the Witham's annual meeting on the horizon in July, we thought it'd be a good time to catch up with Liz and ask her for her thoughts on the last 12 months.
Well, my goodness me, what roller coaster. We have seen footfall increase tremendously, which is wonderful. We haven't been able to get on with the building work that we wanted to do, which is less wonderful, but will come. It will make year two very interesting. But most of all, I've been getting to see how the Witham works, and I've been attending loads of the shows. So it's been great. It's a cracking little business, but goodness me, it's always about the money.
I think perhaps if we just go back to probably this time last year, what attracted you to taking up the position, not only as a trustee, but as chair of the trustees?
Well, I've got quite a lot of experience of governance and, you know, being part of committee structures, deliberative structures and what have you, because of my professional background. But the Witham is so central to Barnard Castle, and this is my home now. It will be my home for the foreseeable long-term future, if those two things go together. And I wanted to be part of something and doing something for the community that might be useful and might be fun. I do think fun is very important.
So do you come from an arts background?
Well, I read English language and literature at university thousands of years ago, and I've worked in education. And if you work in education, particularly in some of the universities I've worked in, one of which was Goldsmiths, home of the Young British Artist Movement, you do become very attuned to the arts, the creatives, the industries that keep the world smiling.
So what have you, over the past few months, what's your impressions of the Witham been?
Well, I think it's integral to the high street. It's got such a capacity for being available to the community. But for me, I just can't believe that living in a place like Barney, in the middle of this huge and very lovely county, we have got a little arts centre and theatre that brings Rich Hall into the town, that brings Mark Steele to the town, brings phenomenal screenings of operas and ballets and films right into the town, walking distance from home. I mean, how lucky are we?
Absolutely. So what does the Witham do well?
I think it engages with its customers very well, and I think it puts on the theatre, the comedians, the music offer, I think is outstanding. I think it does it really well. What I think we do a bit less well is sell that message to everybody. I think if you know the Witham, you know it and you're here and you're enjoying it. If you're on the edge, maybe it's not for me, and that's what we haven't quite cracked.
Yeah. Do you think there's a certain section of the sort of population from around here who do think, oh, it's the Witham, it's not for me. It's either it's too old or it's too this or it's too that. I'm not the right demographic for it.
I think that's true. And sadly, I think that's true of an awful lot of what goes on in the world. So many young people don't go to university because it's not for them. They won't take up amateur dramatics because we don't do that sort of thing. They don't learn a musical instrument because we can't do it. We don't do it. We can't afford it. And I think the Witham has the opportunity to just open its doors a little bit wider and make people realise that, yes, they can. Even if they just want to come to one production and learn that it's definitely not for them, or indeed, actually, it's not what I thought and I will come again. I think so.
Yeah. So as I mentioned, we're coming up to the end of your first year as Chair of Trustees. What's been the highlight?
I think for me, getting a trustee board that's a little bit new, a little bit different. We've got Kenny in from Chocolate Fair. We've got Chris in who's got an IT background. We're starting to push the boundaries a little bit in terms of what the trustees know and can offer and how to support the management team to get the Witham really on its feet financially and to get the building right, that front door. Those windows at the front onto the high street, they need to be made far more attractive and far more welcoming. And then that all goes to the sort of communicating what we do, how we do it, and opening our doors metaphorically and physically wider to the general public.
And what's been the biggest challenge so far since you've arrived here?
Money. It's always money.
It's always money.
It's always money. Just when you think, oh, that's good, we've got £5,000 in to do this great thing, then the roof starts leaking again. You know, oh, fantastic, we've got the banking hub in, right here in the Witham, centre of the high street, fantastic. The window starts leaking, the window won't close. And literally, you can't do anything unless it costs several hundred pounds or you have to wait for 3 weeks. And that is so frustrating. An old listed building is just so expensive. It is the dog that keeps on barking.
What's top of your agenda?
Okay. What we want to do, what's top of the agenda and would be so lovely to do, even if it's not a question, would be to open the dispensary at the front of the building. So we've already opened up the arts gallery, which is bringing artists from all kinds of backgrounds with all kinds of art into the place. And I know that we've got really good footfall coming and looking at the art. That's on the right-hand side of the building as you're looking at it. On the left-hand side, we want to do a significant renovation that will offer a different place to sit, to have a drink or a coffee, to have a sandwich, and most importantly, a place where you could come with your friends to have a drink before you go in to see a production at the Witham, or perhaps come out into the interval and just mill around, look at the photographs, look at the artwork, perhaps stay after the event and just be a more rounded experience, not just coming in the door, watching a show, going straight out, but actually having a full Witham experience. So we've got to get that done. It's taken ages to get the planning permission and now we've had a bit of a glitch with our construction beginning for a variety of reasons of nobody's fault, but we need to get it going.
Has there been any point in the last year where you've thought, what have I done? What have I let myself in for?
There was a moment just last week when I'd had a very long day at work and I was very tired and I had a ticket to see Lee Mead. And because I'd got the ticket, I came and I was sitting on the second row and I texted my PA to say, why have I bought this ticket? Who is Lee Mead and what am I doing here when I just want to have a rest? And she responded to me and said, I think you think he's a comedian, but actually he's the curly-haired Joseph. And at that point, I did think, what have I done? But, you know, it was a brilliant evening. He was phenomenal. He was so entertaining, which just goes to show, even when you think, what have I done? Get on with it.
So despite all the challenges, despite everything that's been going on here, you're looking forward to the next 12 months.
Definitely. I want to see that construction work done. I want to see people thinking that the Witham is theirs. And I want the management team and all the lovely people who work and volunteer here to feel that they're really on a journey that's going somewhere brilliant, positive, and is going to last for ages.
Liz, thanks ever so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Stuart.
Hi, I'm the one and only Josh, the man, the myth, the legend. And you are listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
Yes, thanks very much to Liz for joining us. And it'll be nice to check back in with her a bit later in the year to find out how things are going. Coming up, Jane will be back to chat about what's coming up at the Witham in the next week or two. But first, I'm off up to Harmyer Enterprise Park here in Barnard Castle.
So for this week's community focus section of the podcast, I've wandered my way up to Enterprise House to speak to Lynn and Gail. Ladies, welcome to the podcast.
Hello there.
I think probably if we start with you first, Lynn, just tell us a little bit about Enterprise House, what it is and what it does.
Well, Enterprise House was officially opened in 1998. It is classed as a business hub or a business centre. We have 27 offices within the building. We also have several rooms to hire, and including the conference room. Over the years, we have helped set up many small businesses and startup businesses, some of them moving on to larger premises, but the majority of them staying here as they seem to like it here.
So it can be a sort of permanent base for businesses. It's not what you would sort of call an incubator place where people just come see if they can make a success of their venture and move on.
Yes, well, a little bit of both, really. Some of the tenants here have been here quite a number of years, 15, 20 years, and some of them have just been small businesses that have moved on to very large premises.
And, of course, those of us in this kind of game will remember it as the home of Radio Teasdale for at least 10 happy years anyway, which is good. So, and the other thing I wanted to speak to Gail about, actually, is the monthly business networking meetings, which attract a whole range of speakers.
That's correct, yes. We hold them every month, and the next one will be on Wednesday, the 11th of June. And as you've just said, we do have a range of monthly guest speakers. This month, on the 11th of June, we've got Paula Richardson, who many of you sort of may know. She's a real expert on how to sort of generate sales and look at your approach to sales as well. Her company is called Your Sales Code. And what she's going to do this month, it's going to be a small presentation on the 5 most frequently asked questions with a Q&A session afterwards. If you do have any questions you want answering, specific questions, email them to me at info@ehouse.co.uk. We'll get them over to Paula, and time permitting, we will try and cover them for you. What's good about our meetings is a real diverse group of people who come to them. They're a free meeting, they're sponsored by Business Durham, and Lynn and I always provide sort of breakfast refreshments. The meetings usually take about an hour and a half, presentations generally about 20 minutes, and then after that there's lots of time sort of for interaction and networking, which is really valuable.
So who can come to these meetings?
Anybody can come, and although it is called Teasdale Business Networking Meeting, it isn't just for businesses located in Teasdale. So if you feel that you're not quite in the catchment area, please don't worry, just come along on the morning and we'll make you most welcome. We formally start at 9:30, but if you happen to be outside the building 15 minutes early, don't sit in your car, just pop in and we'll get you a coffee.
So this month, you're talking sales. Give an idea of some of the other topics that have been covered in the past.
Right. Well, obviously, sales is a predominant one, sales and marketing. We've had advice on your website, because obviously everyone pops on websites these days. Occasionally, we'll do one that isn't really business related, but it's a good social way to get together. So we've had local companies come along and do a little bit of pottery and hear how they built up their business, but it was a little bit interactive. We all made little pinch pots. We've also had quite a few people that hobbies have turned into businesses, and that can be very interesting as well. And it can plant a seed for if you think, yeah, I really like doing this, how can I monetize it? which seems to be the word of the month at the moment, monetize it. So quite informal ones, but then we can have people like Business Durham come along. So they're letting you know what grants are in the area. So quite a formal presentation. So it's very varied. So if you want to know what we're up to and what we're doing, just pop on our website and have a look and you'll get all the information there as well.
Good stuff. And coming back over to Lynn, is Enterprise House as popular among local businesses these days as when you first started all those years ago? Are people still looking for this kind of serviced office offer?
Yes, definitely. People are still looking for serviced office space because it can offer so much for their staff, including like the loan working aspect of it all. We're always here to help them. So, yes, they're definitely still looking for this sort of space.
And what sort of range of businesses, range of office size, I suppose? I'm guessing you can cater, obviously, for people sort of working on their own. But what sort of size do you go up to?
Go up to offices that are 658 square feet, which is 61 square metres. That's one of the largest ones here. And down to quite small ones at 88 square feet. So lots of different businesses within the building, not just IT people. We also have treatment rooms and foot queue, finance, housing, various consultants.
So how would if people are... some kind of thinking about things, what's the best way for them to find out more about Enterprise House?
Yes, if they want to have a look on the website, it's www.e-house.co.uk, or they could even just give us a call on 01833 696 750.
I was going to say, they can just pop in as well. Lynn and I are always here Monday to Friday. So if they just happen to be in the area, just pop in and we'll show you around.
There is a more social side to Enterprise House, isn't there, Gail?
There certainly is. And for those people that have heard of Lynn and I, or indeed met us, know that we like any excuse to get our tenants together and make some cakes and biscuits and entertain them. So over the year, when it's Easter, Christmas, sometimes we just do a coffee morning for the sake of a coffee morning. If a tenant has celebrated something recently, we'll get everybody together and put a nice little spread on for them as well. And we try and do something, if not every month, then definitely every other month as well. We did a great one last year when it was National Sausage Week, and we invited everyone to have a sausage bun on us as well. And we catered for sort of vegan, vegetarian, gluten-free. And Lynn's just passed me a bit of paper with pancakes written on it. Because when it's pancake day, we always get everyone together. We provide lots of different pancakes, lots of different toppings. You can cook your own pancakes. And then we have a pancake tossing competition. And I was once called the top tosser in Barnard Castle. Oh, I can't put that in.
Oh, I think I can.
Maybe put that in.
That was one of my better headlines in the Mercury.
Yes, I must admit it was great fun, but I think it shows sort of an element to fun in Barnard Castle Enterprise House as well. So it is a place of business, but we do take the opportunity to mingle as well, which again is networking just by another name.
Hi, this is Louise, Queen of Social Media, and you're listening to Talking Teasdale with Stuart and Jane.
So we're back, and Jane's alongside me for a look at what's coming up in the next few days, couple of weeks, that sort of thing. You can tell that we're of slightly different generations.
Why is that?
Because I'm sat surrounded by scraps of paper and bits of notes and this, that and the other. And you're sat there all paperless with just your phone or iPad or whatever device that happens to be.
Yeah, you haven't seen my desk though, have you? It's the only thing I can manage to bring out with me.
Anyway, first off, news of a postponement.
Yes, Barnard Castle Soul Club, which was going to be on Saturday the 7th of June, has been postponed until Saturday the 22nd of November.
Right.
So everyone that had tickets, those tickets are still valid for the 22nd of November.
Excellent.
And it is on sale now for the new date.
Right. Excellent. So, yes, so Soul Club, now November, not June.
Yes.
Excellent. Right. That's the one that's been postponed. What have we got coming up? We've got more comedy. And this is a chap who's been before, I'm sure.
Simon Evans.
Simon Evans.
He has. That's on Thursday, the 5th of June, 7:30. We've also got a new exhibition
Oh, yeah.
coming into our gallery.
Excellent.
Which opens on Tuesday for a week, and it's Barnard Castle School.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah. They come every year, don't they?
They do. Every year for a week.
It's the A-level
students. Yeah, yeah.
That is always really good.
It is.
And it's only there for a week, so don't put it off. Come and see it, because they're brilliant.
They are. They are very talented.
Oh, and then, of course, yes, your big night.
Bon Jovi.
Friday the 6th.
Yes. Friday the 6th of June, 7:30.
Oh, we're halfway there.
We're living on a prayer.
We're living on a prayer.
Yes.
Absolutely. You'll be there bopping away.
I will. I might actually go.
Yeah.
Fancy a bit of Bon Jovi.
Yeah, you've had all your hair chopped off. You can't really do the hair metal thing.
I could find a wig.
That's true. So, yeah, all the favourites. Bon Jovi forever.
Yes. And then we've got Tuesday, the 10th of June. Now, this is the encore screening, National Theatre Live. A Streetcar Named Desire.
Encore screening. It's a repeat, isn't it? That's what they do on the telly now.
Yes.
They don't have repeats on the telly anymore. They have encore. Another chance to see.
Yeah,
catch
exactly.
up.
Yes.
It's a repeat. Streetcar Named Desire. Anyway, if that's your thing, that is on Tuesday the 10th.
It is.
And then, now this is my era.
Mm-hmm.
Late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah.
When there was the big explosion of ska, two-tone, madness and the Specials.
Yes.
I was all really big into that.
So this is the Specials Limited.
A top tribute band.
Yes. Yeah. And that's a standing gig, Friday the 13th of June. And the bar will be open throughout.
This is the thing. Back in the day, a Specials gig would be very energetic and sweaty and that sort of thing. I'm not sure. Yeah. If those of us who lived through it at that time go along to this one, I'm not quite sure how our aching backs, aging bodies, creaking knees, dodgy hips would cope.
I was going to say you can build, do a bit of dancing and
could give it a go.
Get sweaty and hot and then go to the bar and get refueled. I'm sure you'll have a great night.
You chuckled before when I gave you the lyrics of one of their songs.
I did.
You've done too much, much too young. Oh, it was all good stuff. That'll be a great night. That's Friday the 13th.
It is, yeah.
On there. And then there's more comedy the following evening, Saturday the 14th.
There is.
This is somebody that I don't know.
Neither do I.
Right. Larry Dean, he's called.
Mm-hmm.
Dodger is the name of the show.
Yeah.
And that's all we know.
That's all we know. But it'll be
a fabulous night. If it's one of Peter's, it's quality guaranteed because Peter doesn't bring duff comedians to the rhythm.
He doesn't.
He brings quality shows. And then just a quick shout out, but we'll have much more on this in next week's podcast. The Witham Youth Theatre Juniors, who are the younger group, 8 to 11, I think they are.
Yeah.
They're doing their version of Shakespeare's The Tempest.
They are, over two nights.
Yeah. And in next week's podcast, we'll be chatting to Ollie Smith.
Yep.
Who'll be telling us everything we need to know about that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that'll be good.
On there. Anything else?
I think that might be it for now.
Jolly good. So all these lovely things, where can we find out more?
By going online.
At?
www.thewitham.org.uk.
And how can we phone the box office?
By calling 01833 631107.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
Right, that's it from us too.
It
for
is.
This week.
Another week. Another week gone.
Big plans for the weekend?
I can't think of anything, to be honest.
Feet up.
Yeah.
What a rock and roll life.
Might have
lead.
A bit of a rest. Potter in the garden or something.
Absolutely. There's always cabbages to be planted.
That's true. That's true.
Really good. All but right. Whatever it is, have a good one and we'll
and
see you,
you
next week.
Bye.
So let's play out this week with a classic from the Specials and a reminder that the Specials Limited will be on stage at the Witham on Friday the 13th of June, 7:30. Tickets £22.50 from the box office or go online for details. And we'll be back next time. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening. We'll be talking Teasdale again soon. In the meantime, please spread the word. Like, share and subscribe. Or go online to thewitham.org.uk.